Blog Talk Radio. We come to magnify your name.
Your name.
We come to give you all the praise. For your love that never changes. Take this time today to lift your holy name. Come to lift up holy.
Welcome to Grace Nurture, the ministry of the Graceview Church of Christ and its teacher, John Davis Marshall. The Stone Mountain, Georgia campus meets at 4687 Rockbridge Road at 10 o'clock a.m. and 4:30 p.m. each Sunday for life-changing worship and 7 o'clock p.m. each Wednesday for life application Bible study. The Anderson, South Carolina campus meets at 1031 Osborne Avenue, 10 o'clock a.m. each Sunday for life-changing worship, and 7 o'clock p.m. each Thursday for life application Bible study. Visit our website, www.graceview.us, or call 404-297-9050 for information about the Graceview Church of Christ, Grace Nurture, or any of its other ministries. If you would like to financially ensure the continuation of this program, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceview.us. If you have a prayer request, dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number is called, state the name and need of the person for whom you are requesting prayer. Now stay tuned as John Davis Marshall, the teacher, brings the Grace Nurture for today.
You ought to desire to become a passionate disciple. But if you will become a passionate disciple, it will be by intentional design, not by default. Therefore, you must concern yourself with what are the specific paths that I must travel in order to become a passionate disciple or follower of Jesus. If you would be a passionate disciple of Christ, you must become a student of Scripture. You must become a student of Scripture. And if you'll be a student of Scripture, you must learn to examine the phrase in the passage. Secondly, you must examine the purpose of the passage. And we have talked about those two in a previous session. Now today, let's turn our attention to the third phase, and that is examine the principle of the passage. Yes, you must examine the principle of the passage. Here is the question you need to ask. Exactly what fundamental rule or principle is always true? Let's pose the question. Should I celebrate or should I not celebrate? Should I rejoice or should I not rejoice? Let's focus our attention to Luke chapter 15. Therein we will discover a series of parables that will help us to answer this question. No doubt every church attending person has heard several sermons on the prodigal son. This is the section of Scripture that contains the record of the prodigal son. Let's notice some things. It certainly is a parable about the prodigal son. But let's look at a larger context. Luke chapter 15 contains three parables. First, there is the parable of the man who had 100 sheep. He lost one. And when the sheep was found, he called his friends together. The second parable is about a lost coin. When the woman had 10 coins, lost one. When she found that lost coin, she called her friends together. In the third parable, a man had 2 sons. One of the sons became lost, and when that lost son was found, he called his friends together. Now notice there is a consistent principle in these three parables. Luke chapter 15 and verse number 7. I tell you that in the same way, Luke 15 and verse 6. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Again, Luke chapter 15 and verse number 9. When she has found it, calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the coin which I had lost. In the same way, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. So the first two parables establish the principle that when that which is lost is found, we always celebrate. In the third parable about the prodigal son who was lost was found, but the older brother did not want to celebrate. Really, the parable is not about the prodigal son. It's really about his older brother. In the parable, the prodigal son represents the Gentiles. The older brother represents the Jews, but the father represents God. So what does God do? He gets in a hurry to run and express his forgiveness for his son who was lost, calls the friends together, and celebrate. So what is the principle that's always true? The principle that is always true is this, that when that which is lost has been found, we always celebrate. Yes, when that which is lost is found, we always celebrate. You no doubt have heard many sermons on the prodigal son. People have said, every parent ought to have something to give his children. That's true in some cases, but in some cases it is not. You've heard people preach on the prodigal son and said, just let your children run wild. They will always come to themselves. That is not always true. Yes, people have said, when your children decide that they want to rebel, just let them go and learn the lesson on their own. That is not always true. But what is true is when that which is lost is found, we ought to always celebrate. So the principle of the passage, the fundamental rule that is always true, is that we should always rejoice. We should always celebrate when that which is lost is found. Why? Because God celebrates when that which is lost has been found. Remember, the instructions you massage into your mind today will determine how well you manage your life tomorrow.
If you have a prayer request, please dial the number 1 on your telephone at this time. 0407, state your request, please.
Good morning. This is Barbara, and today I'm praying for my household, my husband, Charles Smith, Ann Smith, and Addie Mae Smith, and a special prayer for Adam Matthew, who was a new convert Sunday, and I have my sister Charlene on the phone.
Good morning. This is Charlena. I'm asking prayer for my home, for my children, for my son, that he returns back to the fold before it's too late. Also prayer for the trustee family, for my dad in Rochester, Lee Green, and all my family in Rochester, and also pray for the William Street Church of Christ as a whole, and our pastor, Brother Wynn and Sister Wynn. Thank you.
Thank you. 5964, state your request, please.
Good morning. My name is Linda. I'm calling an extra prayer for my home, for myself, for my daughter, Brianne, my grandchildren, also for Kwame Trevon, Larry, and for the Wynn Street Church of Christ. Thank you.
Thank you. 8902, state your request, please.
Yes, good morning. This is Faith, and I'm asking for prayers for my household, my husband and myself and my son, that will continue to be strengthened and led through the Word of God. And also bless me in the workplace, that as I work and interact with others, that I will always keep God first, that I will have the wisdom to work with the people that I am in charge of, and that I'll do the things that are pleasing and acceptable in God's sight. And also for family members who are Aaron, that we'll continue to reach out to them, that we'll pray for them, that we'll have patience with them, but that we'll never give up on trying to restore them or help them to be restored back to Christ. Thank you.
Thank you. 7962, state your request, please. State your prayer request, please. Okay, we are having technical difficulties again this morning, and we're going to pray about that as well. I'm not able to unmute anyone else at this time to accept a prayer request, and I'm sorry for that. But thank you for all of your prayer requests, and we will now be led in prayer by Brother Patrick Medlock from the Spring Hill Church of Christ.
Father, we thank you for the request that we were able to receive today. And, Father, we're asking that you be with each and every one of these individuals, as well as others who, for whatever reason, were not able to submit their prayer request due to the technical difficulties that have occurred. But, Father, we are reminded in your word that the Bible says that you know what we need before we even ask. And so for those who had the intentions of asking for prayers for their home and for their family and for their friends and for them in their workplaces, and that people be restored to fellowship, and that people receive their much-needed and expected health, and that their marriages be healthier, and that their church family is healed, or that there be blessings bestowed upon their church families. Father, you know what those requests are, what they have been, what they will be. So that's why we submit this petition to you, knowing that you are one who is faithful. And because you have given us many precious promises, one of them is that if we indeed ask in faith, that you are faithful and just to be able to provide the things that we are requesting. And so, Father, again, allow your Holy Spirit to continue to pervade upon us and to continue to make petitions before us as well, so that we can continue to go forth and be the type of people that you would have us to be. So, again, we know that Barbara and Charlene and Linda and Faith have made their requests, and that others may have had other requests as well. So just be with all of us. Keep us. Be with the Grace View Church. Be with the Grace Nurture Ministry. Be with the Spring Hill Road Ministry and other things that are.
So is Jesus. And in love.